Lecture 32, take 2. SN1 mechanism. So our SN1 mechanism then is occurring for tertiary haloalkanes, for tertiary alcohols. So we have that steric bulk around the carbon. That means that the SN2 mechanism won't work. Experimentally, the rate law, and here, the rate law is something that I often ask in these questions. What would be the rate law for this reaction? So you have to remember the rate's quite different. The first one, the SN2, simply rate equals K times the concentration of the alcohol or the haloalkane times the concentration of the nucleophile, whereas in the case of the SN1, it's much simpler. It's simply rate equals K times the concentration of either the alcohol or the haloalkane. Now, the mechanism for the SN1 is a unimolecular reaction, so we only find one molecule in the rate-determining step. Rate-determining step here is the first step. Okay. Now, the first step then is only involving our haloalkane in this case. The carbon-to-chlorine bond breaks and we form a carbocation. This carbocation's got three groups around the carbon, so it's a trigonal planar carbocation. The nucleophile then can come in from either side of that planar carbocation to attack the C+. So where the hydroxide in this case comes in from the left hand side, we end up pushing these three groups out to the right hand side. Where the hydroxide comes in from the right-hand side, we end up putting these three groups of the trigonal planar out to the left-hand side. Now, where this gets interesting is if the starting molecule is chiral. In this case, you can see that the starting molecule is chiral. And as a result, we start, in this case, from an S form of the haloalkane, and we form the S and the R form of the corresponding alcohols. And it's an exactly in a 50-50 ratio, which is called a racemic mixture. So if I'm asking you about what will be the products formed from this particular reaction, and I would simply give you the haloalkane and sodium hydroxide as the reactants, you would have to remember that if it's a tertiary molecule, then it undergoes SN1, and if it's a chiral molecule at the start, then you form a racemic mixture for your products.